Well, the U.S. said NATO mission in Afghanistan calls on the Afghan president to present proof of his claim about Washington's covert ties with the Taliban. Well, the Foreign Forces spokesman was speaking in response to Hamid Karzai's comments last week. The Afghan president had said the U.S. was holding talks with the Taliban outside Afghanistan. Karzai accused Washington of collaborating with the militants to stoke fear about coalition forces pulling out of Afghanistan next year. Karzai has also accused the U.S. of providing private planes to carry Taliban leaders to the venues of the talks. The U.S. had earlier supported a Taliban plan to open their office in Qatar. Joining us now on the line from Washington is Marvin Weinbaum with the Middle East Institute. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, there is no question that the U.S. has said time and time again that any peace and stability in Afghanistan will come through a negotiated settlement with the Taliban. The U.S. has made overtures to start talks with the Taliban. Why now is the U.S. alluding to the fact that it is not talking or it does not have any relations with the Taliban?
Well, I think that there's no question that there were some talks. What the U.S. is saying at this point is that at the moment, those talks have been suspended, and there is nothing currently underway which would suggest that they're moving toward just the beginning of serious talks. So there's no disagreement here that there were overtures together with Pakistan to try to bring the Taliban to the table in Qatar, but only whether they have produced anything of any significance.
Well, do you think the U.S. will continue to make such overtures? And if it does, what would any Afghan government's reaction be to any sort of negotiated settlement between the U.S. and the Taliban?
Well, see, the Taliban have indicated that they have no interest in talking with the Karzai government. What the U.S. has said is that, okay, let's get the talk started, and that maybe we can bring the government in. Karzai's remarks reflect the fact that he personally feels, because many other Afghans have objected to his remark, that he feels that he's been cut out of serious discussions and insists that those are going on. Others insist that, at least at the moment, they are not going on.
How logistically possible do you think is it to hold talks between the U.S. and the Taliban, considering the Taliban right now is a disjointed faction with some of them, according to reports, in Pakistan, some of them incarcerated, and some of them in Afghanistan? Do you think there is a possibility for the Taliban leadership to basically unite to hold any sort of negotiations?
Well, that's an important question. There obviously has been disagreement among the Taliban themselves as to whether they want to push ahead with some kind of talks or simply wait out the NATO and American departure from the country by the end of 2014 and to see whether the Afghan army holds together. So there's a strong element here. It says, what's the rush here? Why compromise now? And also, apparently, whatever the leadership decides, there are commanders, we're told, within Afghanistan who say, now, wait a second, we didn't come this far to sign a peace treaty.
Well, it's quite clear that even after all these years, the Taliban are a force to reckon with as far as the U.S. goes. What kind of legacy do you think the U.S. leaves behind, keeping this in mind?
Well, it would like to leave the legacy that all of the investment of these years led to a political solution. I don't personally believe that's in the cards. It's unlikely to happen. Whether it has had any value at all depends on whether the security forces of Afghanistan and the government, too, can come together and stabilize the country. There are some serious doubts that they can do it, but we won't really know until the responsibility is theirs entirely, and then we have to see whether, in fact, they can stand up against the Taliban.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. That was a Middle East. That was, apologies, Marvin Weinbaum with the Middle East Institute joining us from Washington. Mr. Weinbaum, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.